It was a great temptation. I don't know if it's especially for us or just a human thing. That when we have made a mistake, a critical error, we tend to try and cover it up. And the devil comes to us and reminds us, see this thing that you did? You know, the specific version of the law of the temptation is unique to each of us, right? But it's some version of, see how bad you are, see how stupid you were. And you look back at the past and nothing is changing, not getting any better. Well, the Christian response to that is supposed to be some version of, yep, and I now repent. I desire to change. I want to be different. The men of Jerusalem, not merely the men, but not merely of Jerusalem, but the whole feast that are gathered there, hear the story. Y'all were here. Y'all were here 2 months ago. Y'all were here for Passover, and you crucified him. And they were cut to the heart, it says. Now, most of us have never experienced what it's like to have been complicit in the murder of another human being. And that's where these people are. You know, you think of that. How do I make this right? And they're probably expecting something dramatic, major. And St. Peter says to them, nah, follow him now. You didn't follow him in the past. You weren't ready for it. You weren't prepared. Follow him now. Simple enough. Repent and be baptized. Allow your mind to be, and your body to be transformed. Okay. You made a mistake. Maybe it was even a bad one. No big deal. Repent and be transformed. Trying to cover a mistake with another mistake, trying to cover a sin with a lie, it doesn't make things better. It only makes them worse. To add to a wrong decision, granted, what I'm about to say comes from the world of strategy games, right? You make the wrong move in chess. Making another wrong move to make it look like the first move you did was intentional is stupid. If the first move was strategically disadvantageous, protecting it is even less strategically advantageous. And yet, you and I do that, or at least are tempted to it, all the time. Don't fall prey to it. Instead, it really is that simple. Repent, believe in the gospel, and follow Jesus now.